The United States has seen an active and deadly tornado season this year. At the start of June, the National Weather Service reported Missouri had experienced more than 180 tornado warnings, the third highest of any state so far this year. Illinois had the most tornadoes of any state in 2023, more than tripling its number of tornadoes from the previous year, according to the National Weather Service. So what does that mean for insurance rates in the bi-state area? We're going to get some insight this morning from Bankrate analyst Shannon Martin. And Shannon, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So when we look at this high number of tornadoes that we are seeing, how is this impacting the cost of insurance for all of us?
Extreme weather does impact the cost of home insurance. Now, the tornadoes that folks in Missouri are seeing this year aren't going to impact their rates right now. It may impact them in the future. As extreme weather increases and spreads out across the country, more and more people are going to experience losses that they just haven't before, and it will impact their rates.
When it comes to what our policies cover, do all homeowners' policies cover tornado damage, or is that something that you really have to specify in your coverage?
For the most part, most insurance policies cover tornado damage. It's a basic peril for wind in your home policy. Now, if you live in a place that's prone to tornadoes, you may have a stipulation where your deductible is percentage based instead of it being a flat deductible. So you may have a deductible that's thousands of dollars. When you get down to states that border, you know, the Gulf or more along the East Coast, that's when those policies might not have the same type of wind coverage. But for the most part, the majority of the states have wind coverage for their home policies.
What questions then should we ask about our tornado coverage? You mentioned that wind policy. Are there other things?
A few things you'll want to make sure of. You want to make sure that you have wind coverage. It never hurts to ask, even if you live kind of more north or more central of the states. You'll want to make sure you understand what your deductible is, how it works. And you'll want to ask your agent if the cost of your dwelling amount, if the dwelling coverage on your policy is kept up with the rate of inflation. A lot of homeowners haven't been able to update their policies lately, or maybe they haven't been increasing their coverage because of how expensive home insurance is. And now when we're having these losses, some people just don't have enough coverage in place to completely rebuild their homes.
Is part of that the value of homes, or is that more a factor of the higher costs of rebuilding and construction materials right now?
It's the higher cost of rebuilding and construction materials. When we talk about home value, most people think of market value, and that is separate from the rebuilding cost of your home. If we look back at rebuilding materials now compared to what they were in February of 2020, we're still paying 24% more for materials. The cost of labor is also up. So those are the kind of questions that you'll want to talk about with your insurance agent.
Shannon, are there any other tips that you can give us or anything else you feel like we need to know about tornado season and our insurance coverage?
What you'll want to do as far as your home goes with tornadoes, you want to make sure that everything is kept up to date. If you can do any mitigation measures to your home, if you can afford to put some mitigation measures in place, you'll want to do so. That can be as simple as securing your windows with plywood and clips, removing tree branches, dead trees away from your property to prevent things becoming projectiles. You'll want to talk to your agent, make sure you have the right coverage in place, and you want to make sure that you have enough emergency funds set up so that if you do have a loss, you're able to pay for your deductible.
Bankrate analyst Shannon Martin joining us this morning on KMOX. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.